the Tats Tiara, and we've been and found some time for Josh Parr. He's just landed back in Sydney after riding In Her Time, the favourite in this race in Brisbane this morning. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
You've had a busy enough day, mate.
Yeah, my word. Although I only have to gallop one horse, so not too taxing.
No, not too taxing. But when it's In Her Time, you want to get up there and ride her, mate. Was you just wanted to after not being aboard her last time?
Yeah, I was desperate to get up there and gallop her this week. I haven't been on her since the Doomben 10,000, and when you've got a mind like mine and it goes a million miles an hour at times, sometimes the best thing is just to get there and get a feel for yourself and for myself, and I'm really pleased I did.
Okay, how was she? Where did you work her?
I worked on the course, on the outside of the course, Doomben course proper.
Okay.
She's in fantastic order. Ben Smith and his team have done a really good job with her. Her work was fantastic this morning. I feel she's progressively got better as the preparation's gone on. So just really, really pleasing to get on her this morning and have her work in that fashion.
Mate, she was so good for Dean Yendall last run there. You know, there's been some saying that Dean may have got there a bit early, but he's riding her for the first time. But she showed that turn of speed and the fight that we're starting to get used to with her.
That's exactly right. She's so tough, and she has got a turn of foot, which helps her. She races up on the speed, and then shows that turn of foot, which puts a bit of a gap in her rivals. And then I tell you what, I think she could be the toughest mare I've ever ridden. She sticks her head out, and her determination's just it's something to admire.
So off your work on her this morning, you're very much 100% that she's just training on in the way that you wanted to going into a big Group One.
100%, Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that tells us you're just like a nice barrier around Doomben, not like Barrier 12 for Dean Yendall last time.
Yeah, that's right. He had his work cut out, didn't he, poor old Dean? So, look, let's hope for a good barrier and a nice even surface to race on. Everyone would be happy in that situation.
Yeah, understand. Mate, I know you're still on the move around the airport. We do appreciate you coming on this morning, hot off the plane trip home. It sounds like she's in a perfect place, and we bring it on. Thanks very much, mate.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Josh Parr joining us there out at Mascot after arriving back in Brisbane.